Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Ossabel Audubon Society, Peggy Ridgway. Peggy, how are you?
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I like that. I heard that. I'm like, what is that? Wow. Now, what was the bird you just did?
Northern Cardinal.
Northern Cardinal. Now, they are around at this time of year, aren't they?
They are. And some people in the Tawas area, I think, have had as many as 17 come in.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is amazing, and that kind of leads into what we're going to talk about, because the Great Backyard Bird Count is just around the corner.
It is just around the corner. The 23rd annual nation and local wide count from February 14th to the 17th.
All right, and it's kind of a cool thing, because you don't have to be an expert in order to count the birds.
Exactly. It's sponsored by Cornell Lab of Ornithology, Audubon, and Bird Studies Canada. But everything is done online, and so it's very interesting. Even if you know a couple birds, it's important that you report them from our area.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you go about doing that, Peggy?
Okay, well, it's an amazing citizen science project where people can help researchers locate both the number and the various species of birds prior to the massive spring migrations, which is about ready to begin in March.
Wow.
It will take some birds at least a month to get to their breeding grounds, so they need an early start. People can count in their backyards, in their neighborhoods, woodlands, or even along the river corridors. And they enter a new count for each day that you participate. So you've got 4 days to do this. And birdcount.org is the website that you'd go to.
Now, I know it's easy to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 birds, but you do need to know what you're looking at, too, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. And some people, you know, if they're feeding in their backyards, they go, I have so many chickadees coming in. How do I count, you know, how many? So the big clue, and I'm going to give the radio listeners a clue on this, is to count the number of birds you see at one time.
Ah.
So if there's a chickadee in the ground, two at the feeders, one in the tree, that'd be four. And that's
gotcha.
What you report.
All right.
Is the four chickadees. So most people know chickadees, blue jays, mourning doves, which we have around, but we also have some interesting species that are picking up in numbers, and that's the red-headed woodpeckers in our area. So it's really important, even if you have one red-headed woodpecker in your yard. It's also Alcona and Iosco County have had some really good counts the last few years. So I'm real proud of the people in this area who report.
All right. It sounds like a lot of fun, and I would imagine even if you don't know the bird you're looking at at least mark it down and then do some research.
Exactly. Important clue.
Yeah.
So in the past, Iosco and Alcona County have really come forward, and last year we had some interesting counts because we had a lot of open water. And don't forget the ducks.
Right.
They are birds.
Yeah, that's true.
So we forget about that sometimes.
Now, how do they get some more information on
the count? They wanted to call me evenings, 989-739-5674.
Okay. And then a website or Facebook page?
Birdcount.org.
All right, birdcount.org. From the Ossabel Valley Audubon Society, Peggy Ridgway. Peggy, always a pleasure, and we'll look forward to some great bird counting in a little while.
Thanks, Kevin, so much.